Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We're in the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. We have a little sister, this passage says. She has no breasts. What shall we do for our sister on the day when she is spoken for? If she's a wall, we will build on her a battlement of silver. But if she is a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. The Song of Solomon pulls no punches regarding sex, but it is in no way crude or vulgar. Through exquisite poetry, the book vividly describes this beautiful gift from God in the context of marriage. Today's passage explains that the training of biblical sexuality always begins at home. Parents, please hear that. The training for biblical sexuality always begins at home. So in this passage, the family asks, how can we prepare our sister for God's gift? The writer says, if she is a wall, we will build towers of silver on her. What does that mean? Well, a city wall was strong. It provided protection from enemies. The tower was where the battle gear was hung. The battle ornaments gave a sense of strength and encouragement. So if a young girl remained strong like a wall, refusing to give in to sexual temptations, the family would encourage her and honor her virtue. If she's a door, we will enclose her with panels of cedar. If the woman was promiscuous, open to the advancement of men, then the family would place restrictions on her. Panels of cedar, obviously a figure of speech, but they would place restrictions on her in order to protect her from hurting herself prior to marriage. So as the young person, this instruction applies to young men as well, as that person matures and becomes sexually aware, it is the parent's responsibility to encourage proper behavior and restrict improper behavior. This type of interaction is not easy. It takes time and energy that only those who love a person are willing to give. This is not the description of an overly strict family, but one that cares enough to do their job in teaching sexual responsibility. So let's talk to God about this. Father, I pray that you will give all parents the courage they need to teach and train their children in the area of sexuality. Thank you for allowing us to teach our children about sex before they learn it from their friends. I pray that all learning about this vital area of life takes place in a healthy way, in a healthy environment of the home. And I pray that you will help all parents and grandparents to teach and model healthy sexuality. In Jesus' name, amen.